Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, a misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Qariyah. Now, these blessings are mentioned in two narratives found in our tafsir books and certain hadith books as well. And according to these narratives, there are certain blessings which a person who recites Surah Qariyah, he will reap those blessings. Now, as far as one of the texts is concerned, and that text is actually recorded in Al-Wasit, which is the tafsir of Al-Wahidi. The text is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the words are, "Man qara'a surat al-Qari'ah thaqulallahu biha mizanahu yawm al-qiyamah." So a simple translation of this would be that a person who reads Surah Qari'ah, the Almighty, on the Day of Judgment, will tilt his balance. Of course, which signifies the fact that his good deeds will outnumber his evil deeds. Now, this narrative is reported, as I said, in Al-Wasit of Al-Wahidi, and this narrative is regarded as mawzu, or concocted, by Hafiz ibn Hajar. His verdict is that this narrative is concocted. And the reason is that it contains two persons who are absolutely unreliable. One of them is Harun bin Kathir, about whom we know that he is majhul. Abu Hatim has regarded him to be majhul, is an unknown person. And as far as the other person is concerned, his name is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini, and he is a thoroughly criticized person. And the comments on him are, Yahya ibn Ma'in at one place says that he's laysa bishay, and at another place his comments are, Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithu, that he's weak and his narratives are not written. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says, laysa bihujja, that he is not worthy of being adduced from. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says, غَيْرُ السِّقَّةِ, he is unreliable. Abu Zura'a and Abu Hatim says that he's za'if. And Imam Bukhari has said that that tarakuh, which means that authorities have abandoned him, he's not worthy of being taken notice of. Imam Nasai has also dubbed him as matruk. And at another place, his words are, laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithu, that he's unreliable and his narratives are not written. And Abu al-Qasim al-Bughwi says, za'iful hadith jiddan, that he's extremely weak in matters of hadith. And Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash says that he's matruk. And at another place, his words are kazza, that he's a liar. So on the basis of this data, Hafiz ibn Hajar has concluded that this narrative is concocted, is fabricated, and therefore it has to be totally ignored. Now, as far as the other narrative is concerned, it is recorded in Al-Ilal al-Mutanahiyya, which is authored by Ibn al-Jawzi. And this narrative is reported by Abdullah ibn Masud, and he reports from the Prophet Muhammad, and the words are, Man qara'a surat al-qari'ah fi kulli laylatin lam tusibhu faqa. So a simple translation of this narrative would be that a person who reads Surah Qari'ah every night, he will be saved from poverty. Now, this narrative has been regarded as munkar by Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and he also says that two of its narrators, Shuja' and Assari, la arifahuma, which means that he does not know these two narrators, and of course this means that they are majhul and unknown. Another narrator, Khalid ibn Khadash, he is za'if in the opinion of Ali ibn Madini and Zakariya ibn Yahya. So on the basis of this data, this narrative also stands totally questionable and it cannot be relied upon. And all in all, we can say that both these narratives are absolutely baseless and they have no base and foundation in religion, and they have to be totally ignored. As far as reaping the blessings of reading Surah Qari'ah are concerned, they can best be achieved by reading the surah with a good translation, by understanding its meanings, and also understanding the message it has for us. And this is the best way to reap its blessings. However, as far as these narratives are concerned, they are totally baseless and Muslims should totally ignore them. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.